Hey, I've got something going on as of late that I've never really had to deal with at any point in my life. This is Chris Johnson. And I guess the best way to put it is, for a fucking asshole like me, who's fucking antisocial and hates the majority of people, I kind of got a lot of shit going on and I seem to be in pretty fucking high demand. I can't explain this. I don't even think I'm that popular. Fuck, I ain't popular at all, goddammit. Yet, I got a lot of shit that I gotta fucking schedule now. I didn't have to schedule shit when I was married. Nothing ever fucking came up. Occasionally, you'd have a fucking, like, sister's birthday. Maybe you're fucking going to your cousin's house or something. That's all that was fucking happening. It's fucking November now, and I've had shit going on every goddamn weekend. I'm going to my cousin's house this weekend. I'm going to fucking Friendsgiving with fucking Judge Nitz and Gonzo the week after. I got fucking cousin's Thanksgiving. People from work want to have a fucking outing that they're trying to schedule, which I don't believe I'm going to. It's on Friendsgiving, goddammit. But then they're trying to schedule, like, another outing next month. My fucking new boss is, like, making a mental note here, schedule shit far in advance because Chris Johnson's a fucking popular guy. And she's already doing that, goddammit. And then my mom sends me a text and is like, look, we're looking to having, you know, Thanksgiving with the family. We don't have Thanksgiving, like with me, my mom, and my sisters. We don't have Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving anymore. If your family gets big enough, you probably pull shit like this as well. Like when you're growing up, Thanksgiving is always on fucking Thanksgiving because you're fucking kids. You got nothing going on. Where the fuck are you going to go? You're not fucking anybody yet. You're not married. You don't have any kids. You don't have any other side of the family that you got to fucking deal with. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Well, it's fucking Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. We're just going to have fucking Thanksgiving right here. But then like shit changes once you get older in your 20s and 30s and shit. Then it's like, well, I eat Thanksgiving with like this side of the family and maybe I'll go there at noon. I got to go to the other side of the family at like fucking 4 o'clock. Maybe on Saturday we'll have another Thanksgiving. It's all fucked up. It's all over the place. And that's like where I'm at. Like I haven't had Thanksgiving with like my immediate family on Thanksgiving. I can't even fucking remember when because I've been eating Thanksgiving with my cousins for 5 years now. I mean, it's been a long time. Going to Big Shot's house. Big Shot's house has been the Thanksgiving house the last couple of years, but I remember going to fucking my aunt's house before that. So it's been a while. So like mom has always got to like schedule Thanksgiving on like an off day. But I work Sundays now. So they're like, hey, well, maybe we can have it on a fucking Saturday. And they pick the fucking Friendsgiving day. Everybody wants to pick the Friendsgiving day. Friendsgiving day is fucking off limits. And then I like just center like the schedule. I'm like, well, I'm doing this day. I got something going on this day. I'm doing this day. And she's like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'll talk to your sisters, but I might have to just give you some fucking leftovers. Look, I'll accept that. Leftovers are fucking amazing. Especially Thanksgiving leftovers. I can fucking milk that shit for days. When you eat leftovers, especially like Thanksgiving leftovers, do you like recreate the Thanksgiving? Like, do you put like turkey, stuffing, potatoes all on the same plate? Or do you just go, you know what, fuck, I'm just having stuffing right now. And then maybe a plate of potatoes later. You go all fucking wild with it. Do you go wild with it? Hey, this is an apple crisp? Fuck it, I'm eating the apple crisp before anything else. I just go fucking hog wild. Some people like take the turkey and they make it a fucking sandwich. God damn it. If I'm getting like a fucking roast turkey, I ain't putting that shit in a fucking sandwich. I'm fucking mixing that shit up with fucking gravy and shit. I can go get some goddamn lunch meat and have a fucking turkey sandwich. I've been having turkey sandwiches for years. This is Thanksgiving turkey, goddammit. Why am I putting that shit on a fucking sandwich? And it's all fucking like pieces of turkey. Like it's gonna fall off. Like you can't have sandwiches like that. It's fucking madness. Like isn't that like when you slice the goddamn turkey, they're all like evenly. It's not the shit you see in the commercials, goddammit. Where it's all like fucking like long pieces that you can put on fucking bread. Yeah, it's all fucking mixed up and shit. It's an uneven distribution is what I'm saying. I've never had to fucking schedule anything before like this. I've never not been able to go to like my family's Thanksgiving. I've never been like, Mom, sorry, like I'm fucking booked. Jesus Christ, before this shit started happening, I used to make up reasons not to fucking go places. Like if mom's Thanksgiving was on a fucking Sunday and I knew something else was coming up, like, hey, maybe my buddy wants to do something. I'd think like, God damn it, I hope they fucking pick Sunday. That way I get out of it. Or I can just fucking tackle all that shit in the same fucking day. I don't have to worry about it anymore. When I was really anxious and depressed, I couldn't handle too much shit at once. I don't know like if I was just such a dick then, but again, people think I'm a dick now, but let's just focus on the past. Like when I was married, was I that much of a fucking dick that people were like, you know what? We're not going to ask Chris Johnson to come. I still got invited to like family shit. I just didn't have other shit. Like coworkers were like, nah, fuck him. Did people just know I'd say no? Did I start saying yes too soon? Now I'm easy. I'm that fucking slutty guest now that's just going to go to fucking any party. I'm gonna fucking spread my legs and just fucking show up, place my balls on the fucking table. I'm here. Let's fucking rock, goddammit. Maybe I should go back to playing hard to get. I'm in a whole new fucking world. I can't comprehend this. And I'm not even like in a fucking relationship or anything like that. I'm at like my quota. I'm at like my fucking like people around me quota. If I can't fit in the fucking group that I'm around now and I gotta fucking schedule shit, I can't fucking schedule like partners and partners' families. Motherfucker, I'm gonna tell you right now. The last thing I wanna fucking do is like meet the family of somebody that I'd be dating. None of this shit's on the horizon. I got no fucking people in mind. My point is, like, if I like somebody, like, I don't want to meet their fucking family. You know what I mean? Don't introduce me to her dad. I don't give a shit. You get that weird situation where you're, like, at a bachelor party or, like, a wedding or something, and you're, like, around. You're just, like, near other people. And then, like, somebody comes up and, like, oh, have you met Chris Johnson? No, you don't have to do that. He doesn't give a shit about Chris Johnson. Like, I've never thought, like, if I was at, like, a place and I saw, like, a couple people that I wasn't familiar with, but I was talking to somebody who was familiar with all of us, I never had the thought, like, I really hope he introduces me to the other two. I don't give a fuck who the other two are. I'll wait for you to finish with those dickheads, and when they walk away, I'll fucking talk to you. I don't need that fucking awkward introduction, shaking hands and shit. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. A lot of pretending. You know what I mean? A lot of pretending. Meeting people is a lot of fucking pretending and bullshit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, so there's a new podcast come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, any fucking podcast site, really, wherever the fuck you want. Podbean is the host. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Facebook right in my fucking timeline for you. And on Twitter, Johnson Hates You. And if you want to see my face and all these fucking hot running photos and me telling people to fuck off on the internet, you can go to Instagram. That is it, maybe 5 minutes.